Zachrani, the Pharisee of the Torah, Chayv B'Chaver Lutashlumin. For the Gemara, Behecha Yitmad Rabbi Loi, how did we learn Rabbi Loi's din? Like, for that also we need a Pasik. We add before Eidim Zaymimim, the locker is you pay money, and you don't get Malkus. The Chur, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be the opposite way. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be you get Malkus and not money. So we have to answer, like Rabbi Loi, there's a Pharisee Pasik, to Rabbi Eidim Zaymimim, you have to pay money and not Malkus. What's this Pasik? Samara says, aho. There's a Mishnah in Marcus that says, Mi dino nuis is ploini, shechayim lechaveru masayim zuz. When two Edim say, we saw the way Reuven borrowed $1,000. Masayim zuz, $200. So we're saying that Reuven owes $200. V'nim tzu zemimim, and later we found out that they were lying, and their Edim zemimim, so locher is like you know Meshalman. The Tanakam holds, Ramei holds, you get two punishments. You have to pay money, the $200 you wanted to make them pay, you have to pay, and you also get Malkus. That's from Meyashita. Shmuay, Shelo Yashem, HaMevino Dei Malkus, Mevino Dei Tashlumin. Dibur Rabbi Meir, that's from Meyashita. Rameya holds that you get Malkus for love of Loistana, and you get money for Kashya Zomam. So since they're two separate in your name, like, so he holds you get two punishments. He doesn't know from Kadei Rishosai. He holds you have to pay sometimes money and you get Malkus. That's Rabbi Meyashita. But the halacha is like the Chachamim Oimrim, no. That the klal is, Kol HaMishalem Ein Eloika. Anytime you have to pay money, you do not get Malkus. So you see, by Eidim Zaymimim, the din is you have to pay money and you don't get Malkus. For the Gemara, why? For Neima, let's say the opposite. Let's say, Kol HaLoika Ein HaMishalem. Say no. Say better, we'll give you the Malkus. Because you're over the lava of Leisana. You said false Eidus. Maybe you get Malkus and not have to pay money. So Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi says, no, that the Feirish Ribsa Torah Edim Zaymimim L'Tashlumim. There's a Feirish open Pasik that says clearly Edim Zaymimim has to pay money and not get Malkus. For the Gemara, Hecha Ribsa Torah, where did the Torah say this clearly, that you get money? Michti, the Pasik, let's see. Ksiv, it says, V'yasisim Loi Kasher Zomam Lassas Liochif. It says, Edim Zaymimim, what you wanted to do to him, that's what we give back to you. And it says, then it says, yad biyad, hand to hand. That means you have to hand it over. So, normally, what do we need the pasuk yad biyad? It comes to teach us that dover hanitin miyad liyad. What you have to get punished is something that you can hand over from hand to hand, which means money. Money is something you can hand over from hand to hand. So the kitzam, there's a beferish pasuk here, Edim Zaymimim has to pay money that you can give over to hand and not get monks. So that's why Beidim Zoymimim, the Chom Meshitter is, they have to pay the money and not get Malkus. Umani Umamin, that's money. Now the Gemara says, Chayvu B'chaver Renami. Now in the Pasha of Chayvu, when you hit your friend also, Michti, let's see. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, Kasher also Ken Yasaloi. It says, what you did to your friend, we do back to you. Ken Yinosin Boy. Then it also says, you should also give it to him, Lomali. What does the pasuk have to say, give it to him for? So, Vidarshin, it means, Dova Shiesh by Nesina. It means you have to give him something you could give over. Oman Niyu, what can you give over? Momin. So, Terah says clearly, when you hit your friend, you have to give him something back. What do you have to give him something back? Something you can hand over, which is money. So, Bekitsu, there's a Farish apostolic in these two places, by Edim Zaymimim, and by Chayvu Bechaveroi, that the din is you have to pay back money and not get Malkus. But usually all over, Rabbi Yechon holds that whenever there's two in Yonim, like where you live with your sister, and you had Asra, the locher is you get Malkus and not money. That's usually. Only these two cases are different. Yeah. I'll give us a decide. If you hit your friend, Lamaisa, there's Malkus involved. There's a Mamash Alav. Anytime you hit your friend, it's a Alav of Lo Yosef. Screw it's Akashi, we're all smoking. How do I hit your friend? The more you go to your friend and give him a pat on the back. We're over Alav of Lo Yosef. Anytime you hit your friend, we're going now, even if it's less than the Shavu Pruta, even though you didn't ruin him at all, there's no money involved, but you get Malkus hitting your friend, you're over the line of Lo Yosef. So, Chura, how do you have a right to cloud to hit your friend? The more you pat a guy in the back, give him a little tap, the Chura, it's a love. So, Rambam, Mr. Mashman, says that the love of Lo Yosef is only by fighting. Mashman, if you want to take the come, you want to beat up somebody, that's the love of Lo Yosef. But any time you do it in a friendly manner, you're not doing it to fight the guy, to be angry at him, it's not a derech of fighting, then it's not the love. That's not the love of Torah. It's time to go to your friend, pat him on the back, you don't have the love of Lo Yosef. That's what the Rambam says. Mashkas lo yol malach also. Stam to pat somebody, hit somebody would be all right. The law of lo yosef is you go to somebody to give him a hit. That means with derech like you're fighting him. You're not doing it in a friendly way. You're doing it in a fighting way. Derech nitzun. That's the law of lo yosef. Right. The Mar says for Rabbi Yechonah now my time lo yomakula. So really, the way Tosfos learns the Ikka Machlokes is by our Mishnah in a case when you manus your own sister. When you live with your own sister, according to Rabbi Yechanan, you should get Malkus. Where we gave you Asro, you get Malkus. And now Mishnah is talking about only because they didn't give you Asro. Ulis says no. Ulis has the Gzeres Shava of Tachas. Tachas, then in a case by Kenas, you have to pay money and not Malkus. So even in the case that they gave Asro, as long as she's a Nara and she's a psula, the din is you have to pay your money and not knas. So for the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan, my time will yom akula, how come he does not for that Gzeir Shava? Like what does he do with the pasuk of Tachas Tachas? So Moran says, M. Cain, if so, Pitauta erva sachos chalei segala. Like he holds, you can't use that Gzeir Shava of Tachas Tachas. Because the terrorist is not like you. The terrorist says a lav of erva sachos chalei segala. The terrorist says you're not allowed to live with your sister. So if you're going to tell me when you live with your sister, you have to pay a kenas and you don't get malchus, that's opposite what the Torah is saying. The Torah says a lav, usually a lav means for malchus. That's what a lav comes for. That's least the Havamina. Like Rashi says, in Cain, the portros bo, ala chaisami malchus, if you tell me if you live with your sister, you don't get malchus, you only have to pay money, but tauta lav shebo, you're be mevatl, you're taken away, the lav the Torah says there, shoinish lav a malchus. The terrorist says a lav, and the yoinish of the lav is malchus. So if you don't get malchus, like you're taking away the lav. So that's what Yechonon swore to say, you have to get malchus and not money. Fred the Gemara, no. Fred the Gemara, if so, choybo b'chaver anami. We just had a pasuk, if you hit your friend, that you have to pay him money, and you don't get malchus. So who want you at the kashim came, but talta lo yosef, ten yosef, you're going against the Torah? The Torah says a lav of lo yosef mashmi, you have to get malchus. So how could the Torah say no? You have to pay money? And vayta edim zoymim imnami? In kain botalto voyim v'nekais ha-rosha? By edim zoymim there's a parasha, you have to get malchus. And now with dashening, you don't get malchus, but you have to pay money? So who are you going against the Torah? So what do you have to say? Like this is only a kasha back to Rabbi Yechonon. Ela, how do you have to answer like this? Edim zoymimim efshelekiyumim v'begrusha ben chalutza. In other words, in the case of Edom Zimimim, the Torah says a lav. So true, usually a lav means you get malchus. Here, a lot of times you have to pay money and you don't get malchus. But as long as there's one case that you get malchus, that's why the Torah said a lav. The case is by Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. In other words, there are cases where you can't do kasha zomim. Let's say two Edom said, we know about this Kohen that his mother's a Gerusha. So it comes out that he's a Cholul. So they wanted to make him a Cholul. Then two Edom later says, you don't know what you're talking about, the checker. They said, Emmanuel Yisim, you were never there, you don't know the mother's a Grusha. So now what can we do to the first two Edom? We can't make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. They're not a Kohen. And even if they were a Kohen, we can't give it back, because it's a psul to the Zaroi, the Gemara Makkah says, and we don't give punishments to their children also. So in the case where you can't do Kasha Zomam, then there's a Chiddush, you have to get Malkus. So the kids say there are cases by Edom Zomamim that you do get Malkus. So therefore, it's not a kasha what the Torah said alav by Edom Zaymimim. As long as there's one or two cases that you get malchus, that's enough. You don't have to get malchus all over. As long as by Ben Gerusha Mechlutzi you could get malchus, it's good what the Torah said alav. I'll tell you the same Torah applies by Chayvul B'Chaveroi. When you hit your friend, Nami, Iko L'Kiyume, Kegoyin Sheiko Ako Shem Moshe V'Pruta. I tell you, know what the Torah says, Lo Yosef alav. Of course you do get malchus. When do you get malchus? If you hit your friend less than a Shavah Prut is worth. So there's no money involved. Since there's no money involved, then we say you get malchus and not money. So the kid said there's a reason why the Torah said a lav of Lo Yosef. You get malchus in this case. So if so, I'll tell you, Achoysa Nami. That's what the Torah says. Erbas Achoysa Chaloy Segala. The Torah says there's a lav. You're not allowed to live with your sister. I tell you, you can answer a story about a case where your sister is a bagaris, where there's no kenas. When do we say you have to pay money when there's kenas? That's when she's a nara and a chanami. When she's a nara, you don't get malchus. You only have to pay money. Why? Because Ulva has a Xer Shava Tachas Tachas. Arab Yechon said a Svaro. The Torah says a Lafi of Loisagala. Mashmud has to be Malkus. The Torah says there's enough that there are certain times that you get Malkus. When you live with your sister, when she's a Vagaris, then you get Malkus. So Kurta Kasha back to Rabbi Yechonah then. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechonah learn like Ula to say at least by Knas that you'd have to pay money and not Malkus? So Gemara answers, O Malach Rabbi Yechonah, Hai Takas Asherino Mi Boyle Likad Abaya. So Rabbi Yechonah agrees that if you have the Gzeira Shava, you're right, Ula. Ula makes the Gzeira Shava Takas Takas. It says here by Knas, Takas Asherino. So it's an extra word, Takas. Rabbi Yochanan says no, the word takas is not extra. You need it for Abaya's halacha. To Yomar Abaya, Abaya says like this. Omar Kroah, the Pasuk says, takas asherina. It says, but you have to pay the kenas, the $50, the 50 shkolim, takas instead that you gave up pain, you gave up painig, that you live with her, you forced her. That you forced her to live with you, you gave her pain, because of the pain of living with her, you have to pay the kenas, the 50 shkolim. So Abaya dashes like this. Hai takas asherino mechlal de'ika boishes upagam. The Torah is saying, that you have to pay 50 shkolim, don't think that's it. Only 50 and nothing more. You should know the 50 is only for the fact that you forced her to live with her. But let's say you gave her embarrassment also. Let's say you gave her pagam also. Now she's worth less. She won't be sold. She can't sell herself for a slave so easily anymore. She's worth less. That you have to pay her. So Tosek Tachas is saying like this. That the Tosek says if you live with a late girl, you have to pay her 50 shkolim. That's only for the maisa of Anusa. That you forced her to live with you, you have to pay her 50. That's not the total price. You have to pay more for the boishes and the begam. That you do have to pay. So that's what Rabbi Yechon does with the word Tachas. So the kids, it's not extra. You need it for this limud. So therefore, there's no gzeirah shava. Therefore, he says the klal all over is milki laki v'mani lo mishalim. So the Gemara of Ula, how does Ula know Abayat halacha and chnami? V'yulo nafka lo midirava. Ula learns it out from the way Rava learns it out. The Yama Rava says like this. Omar Kro, the pasuk says v'nosan o ish ha'shoyche v'mo lavi ha'nara chamishim kosef. It says the man that forced this girl and lived with the girl, he has to now pay her father 50 shkolim, 50 kesef. So he dashins that his pasuk says, Ho'ish ha'sheikhe v'imo. Mashma, for the fact that you live with her, ha'nor shchiva chamishim. You have to pay 50 shkolim for the ha'nor, the enjoyment you have by living with her. Mechlal, it's a raya though, the ikah boshe supagam, that there's more payment involved, that's not a total bill. This bill of 50 shkolim is only ha'sheikhe v'imo, for the fact that you live with her, for the anusa that you did. But enechanami, if you gave her embarrassment, or you made her worth less, that you have to pay. That's the way Ula learns. So Ula would learn the way Rava learns. Therefore, the word tachas is still extra. Therefore, Ula makes a gzeirah shava. It says tachas here, and it says tachas by chayvel. Just like there, you have to pay money. Here also by kenas, Ula, you have to pay money, and not malchus. But Rabbi Yechonin says, no, there's no extra word tachas. He needs it for drasha of Abaya. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonin Shita is all over that milk alaki, but mine alay mishali. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer says, Eidim zaymimim, mamayim mishalim, mamukil alaki. He says another pshat. Like, how do we know, according to Rabbi Yechonin Shita, that usually you have to get malchus? How come Eidim zaymimim, it's not that way? How come Eidim zaymimim, we say, you have to pay money, and you don't get malchus? Rabbi Lezer says a new svara. Not from the pasuk we had before, but he says, Mishum, delav b'nei asro ninu. I'll tell you, Eidim zaymimim, we can't warn them. So since we can't warn them beforehand, it's a svara to say not to give them malchus. Because usually, you don't get malchus unless you warned. To pay money, you sometimes have to pay money even though you're not warned. Let's say somebody steals. We don't have to warn you. You have to pay back the money. Let's say you punch somebody. We don't have to warn you. Even if we didn't warn you, money you have to pay. So to pay money, there's a chiyuv to pay money even though you weren't warned yet. Mashenken, usually you never get malchus unless you warn first. So let us say there's a svara that since Eidim Zaymimim, we don't have to warn them. So it's a svara to say we should make them pay money rather than giving them malchus. Because money, you don't have to be warned. Malchus, you have to be warned. So you have a choice which one to give. It's more of a svara to give him money and not malchus. Now, how do we know we can't warn them or we don't have to warn them? So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Teda, I'll bring you proof. Because Nisri Bu Amos, when should we warn the Edim Zaymimim? When should Bezdim warn them? Those first two Edim, every time Edim come and tell us something, they tell us that Reuven owes $1,000. So Bezdim has to be afraid, maybe the Edim Zaymimim. So really, Bezdim has to warn them and say, listen, be careful what you're saying. Because if we're going to find out later that you're Edim Zaymimim, we're going to make you pay the money. So if you want to warn them at the beginning, throughout the Gemara, Nisru b'mikara, Amri ishtaloyin. That's not good. If we warn them before the Edim says the Edis, they'll forget by the time they say the Edis. Nisru b'shas mais, if you want to warn them at the time when the Edim are in Bezdin right now, saying over the Edis, so the Gemara pirshiv le'masadi, no Edim will ever say Edis. If Edom come to Bezdin, and all of a sudden the Bezdin themselves starts warning them and chashing them, that you should know, if you're going to be caught to be Edom's Zayim later, we're going to make you pay money. So the Edom would say, listen, if you're chashing us, why do we got to put out our necks to say Edis? That maybe somebody will make us be fools and have to pay money, we better not say Edis. So you can't warn the Edom b'shas for saying Edom. You're like scaring them too much. They'll be partially, they'll stop saying Edis. So that's what Rava says, it's a svara. Edim does not have to be warned before the Seder Edis. I, Nisru Vul of Seif, the Torah says, first let the Edim say, and then let them be warned. The Torah says, no, my heavy, heavy, once they ready Seder Edis, you can't give Asro. Asro means nothing. Though you say of Asro is, we're warning you, don't do it, because we want you to stop not to do it. But if you already did the Aver and you weren't warned then, late Asro doesn't help you. They can't make you stop it. I had to retract it. That much a person won't retract it. There's one thing to warn you before you do it to stop you from doing it. Maybe we can get you not to do it. But once the person did the Aver already, if we warn you, that's no svara. You won't stop because of the warning. So Moritz says, warning later doesn't help. So Moritz, that's Rav's svara, riot, Rav Lezer, Edim Zaymimim, does not have to be warned before. Now the Gemara says, no, Maskev lo Abaye, Abaye is the Kasha. The Nitzru Behu, the Taika de Dibur. There was let the Yedim first say the Redis. And the next second, right away, Bezdim will warn them. And the mile of Taika de Dibur is that they could be Chayzer. Like first two Yedim will come and say the Redis to Bezdim, we saw the way Reuven borrowed $1,000. And the next second, Bezdim will tell them, we want you to be careful. Because if we're going to catch you to be Yedim Zaymimim, we're going to make you pay the money. So let's give them the Asra the next second after they said it. So they're not going to be afraid not to say it because they said it. And really it's called good Asra because they could be Chayzer, they could retract their Edis, Teichet Edibur. So that's a good Edis. Let them warn them, Teichet Edibur. Masyublo Ravacha Bred Ravika, Vinisrubu Mikara, another Edisah. Give the Edim Asra before they come to Bezdin altogether. Ah, you tell me they'll forget it later. Venir Masbura Musei. And I tell you, when they say the Redis in Bezdin, the Shasta saying over the Redis, let's make Ramazan. Let's make signals to them. Like we'll signal to them as if to say, remember what we warned you about before. So the svar is, to be Purish to say that they'll stop saying Edis, that we're not afraid about. Since we're not speaking out right now the actual Asroah, we're not afraid they'll stop saying the Redis. But they can't say they forgot their Asra, because you'll make Ramazim, you'll wink to them right now to remind them about the Asra. So the kids to Lechura, we don't have any proof to Reb Laza to say that Edim Zaymimim does not need Asra. Maybe you do have to warn the Edim Zaymimim, Teich the Dibur. Then they must have like this, no. Hodor Om Rabbi Abai then said like this, that Lav Milsi the Amri, it's nothing what you're saying. All your questions are not questions. That what Reb Laza said at the beginning, that Edim Zaymimim does not need Asra, he's right. Why? Because Isaka Daitoch Edim Zaymimim, Srichin Asra, if you're going to tell me that Edim Zaymimim does need Asra, you have to warn them first. If so, Kiloy Masrinimu, if you don't warn them first, the loch is going to be then, like Katlinalu, you're not going to kill them, you won't give them the punishment. Now let's say the case where two Edim come to Bezin and say, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So Bezdin Paskin Zeis now, Reuven's supposed to be killed. And then another two Edim come and say to the first two Edim, you weren't there to see the way Reuven killed somebody, you were with us in a different city. So Lachar is, you made the first two Edim, Edim Zememim, that the Lachar is now Bezdin goes to kill the first two Edim, they get killed. So you want to tell me like this. If the first two Edim themselves weren't warned, then they don't get killed. If that would be the pshat, Kiloi Masrina, but like at Linalu, for the more Miyik immediate or anything, the Yinu boy Yikoto Beloyasru. They wanted to have this Reuven killed, and Reuven was not warned. What did the Edim Zemim want to do? These first two Edim came to Bezin and said, you should know, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So they wanted Reuven to be killed. Now, was Reuven warned? No, it's not even true. Reuven never killed the guy. So the Edim wanted to have Reuven killed without even Reuven being warned. So if so, if you can tell me now that the two Edim themselves are only killed if they themselves are warned first, if so, if Yinu boy Yasro, Horbino Vyasisim Loi, Kashizomim Lasos Liochivaleka. The Torah says Edim Zomim is what you wanted to do to him, that's what we're going to do back to you. Now, what you wanted to do to him is you wanted to be Mechayev him to be killed without being warned. So therefore, the din is avada to svara that will have you killed also, even though you weren't warned. Even though you never warned the Edim Zomim, that's the svara that do not need Asro. That's what the Abelazah says. So let's say there's a svara to say Edim Zomim does not have to be warned. Therefore, there's a svara that we give them money and not Malkus. Because usually to get Malkus, you have to be warned. Since Edim are not warned first, we'd rather give them money than give them Malkus. So the Mara Maskevlo Rav Simma Breder of Yirmiya. Ela Mayatir So Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Teloy Mikasha Zomim Komis Rabbi Liboy Yasro. As we said before, when two Edim come to see Edith that a Kayin is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that he's the son, his mother was a Grusha, he's saying about this kid now he's a Cholul. He's a Postel Kayin. And let's say later we came out to say that you were false. The first two Edim were Edim Zomimim. So we can't make them Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So we're not really be Mikayim Kasha Zomim. What do we be Mikayim? That they're over the lab of Loi Sana, therefore we're giving them Malkus. For the Gemara in this case, since their punishment is not from Kasha Zomim, the Chur they should have to have Asro. If those swore why they don't need Asro is because of Kasha Zomim, so in the case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, where the punishment, the Malkus, is not because of Kasha Zomim, but because of the lab of Loi Sana, maybe you should have to be warned first. So Makron, this the Pasuk says, no, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, that there's one judgment for all the cases. That means Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem. So since in the Pasha of Edim Zememim, when you do Kasha Zomim, when we want to give back these first two Edim, what they want to do to somebody else, just like they wanted to give the other person without warning, so we give you the punishment without warning, to svara all cases of Edim Zemim. So you always get the punishment even though they weren't warned first. That's the svara. So Mela, that's Reb Lezer's svara to say, Edim Zemimim gets money and not Malkus. Reb Shisha Breder Avidi Yomar, Chayvu B'Chaver Nami, it's also a svara. Memoinim Mishalim Mukla Lokim Yacha, from a svara. The Pasuk says, V'chi Yenoshu Anoshim V'Nof V'Isha Ro, V'Yosu V'Lodeho. All right, we'll stop here.